Now we come here to the last miracle in this chapter. And again, these are hard cases, and they're all different. This is a leper. Leprosy was not incurable, as we shall see in Leviticus, but it was one of those diseases that was a killer, but it doesn't mean it was incurable. Verse 40, "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean." Now you'll recall that back in Matthew, that I called attention to the psychological side of this miracle, that our Lord touched him. Well, you didn't touch a leper, and he hadn't been touched in many years. In fact, he hadn't been able to touch anyone. I imagine his family brought out the food and drink for him and left it, and then they retired, and he came up and got it. He probably could wave at them, but he could never come to them again, never hold them in his arms. They could never touch him. Well, now the Lord touches this man, and he cleans him, and he says, I will, be thou clean. Verse 42, "And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priests, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them." Now, the cleansing of the leper was to follow the Mosaic ritual. Our Lord never really broke the Mosaic law. Now, verse 45, "But he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter." Now, this man, instead of keeping quiet about it, he went out and published it. Well, if you want to get a thing out, why, you publish it. And if you want to make it known, why, just put it in the paper or get it on radio or something. Well, that's what this man did, and to blaze abroad. And that means to set a forest fire or set something on fire. And friends, if you are having trouble getting your neighbors to listen to you, why, you just set your place on fire and the whole neighborhood will come around you. I can assure you that. Well, that's exactly what happened here. Years ago, I told a preacher over in Prescott, Arizona there, the pastor of the First Baptist Church, and I was holding meetings, and that Sunday morning, I just casually made the remark. I said, if you want to get a crowd here this week, all week, set the place on fire. And do you know, when I was preaching there that night, why, this man got up, and he walked to the back out in the Sunday school department. He came in, and he just pushed me aside. And he said, friends, the church is on fire. And he asked them to file out, and they did it very orderly. And by that time, you could hear the sirens, and the fire engines were coming. And I want to tell you, we did have a good crowd that Sunday night, but I'm sure we wouldn't have had Monday night. But the meeting had been on the back page of the paper on Saturday, but we were on the front page on Monday that the First Baptist Church is on fire, that we were still having meetings there. And did you know that we had a crowd there that week? So I got so I recommend to every preacher where a whole meeting's that they set the place on fire. That's one way to get a crowd. Now, this fellow did that, and he disobeyed our Lord. I preached for a preacher in Texas years ago. I'd go over and preach for him after I preached for myself. He was a black man and a very wonderful man, by the way. And I got over one evening before he finished preaching, and I want to tell you, he said the wisest thing I've ever heard about that. He was preaching on this. He says the Lord told him not to tell anybody, and he told everybody. And he says he tells us to tell everybody, and we tell nobody. Well, I thought that was good. And I want to say, friends, that that disobedience of this man, I like it lots better than our disobedience today. We're told to tell everybody, and we tell nobody. Well, that brings us to the conclusion of this chapter. Believe me, our Lord's busy, is he not?